What's your name? This is Philip. We thank you for Philip. We thank you, Lord, for your plans unfolding in his life even at this time. You will be one that will be able to gather people together. There's something of a corporal about you that can do the bidding of another but still draw people around you. You're finding who you are in me. You are finding out who you are in me in this season. And you're considering the options that are before you. You have an agile mind. You're more comfortable with a question mark than you are an exclamation mark. You analyze people's conversations and information that comes to you. There is within you a critical mindset, not a cynical criticism, but you have a unique ability to critique information that comes your way and to find out very quickly if information is found wanting. The Lord is putting within you the spirit of Stephen, that you will wait on tables for me in days to come, but you will be watching men of faith in the process. You will learn much just studying people. I've given you a unique ability to study people and to work out if they are the real deal or not. And the Lord says there will be a time where you will emerge from doing natural things for me to be involved in cutting-edge action. I will unlock the section of your mind that contains so much information and teaching ability and cause that to flow in a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. The Lord has called you to be one in days to come that will administrate kingdom activities, but you will not be restricted to the function of an administrator. You will be one that will get out there and be involved in different pieces of Holy Spirit action. The Lord says, I have you in a season of your life where you are surrounded by lots of influencers who are influencing you. And when you buy into something, you buy in at a very deep level. But the Lord says in the future, you will be influencing others as you have been influenced to harness people together, to draw people together for kingdom activity, says the Lord.